Phil will start us off with an introduction to our first six news stories.
It may have been hot, but it has been a quiet week for news in Norwich this week. Unfortunately, crime stories seem to have been dominant. A pensioner living near Gas Hill feels forced to wear a body camera to protect himself. Residents of Beauthorpe are calling for police action to crack down on gangs. Norwich Prison will tighten security after 24% of prisoners were found positive for illegal substances. Hundreds of drivers have been caught speeding on the A47, and antisocial behaviour has prompted one of our MPs to organise a special surgery. Finally, it's reported that the assignments of students on a City College criminology course have been lost. While this is not reported as a crime, one has to wonder. Alison will start us off on the crime wave.
A pensioner says he's been forced to wear a body camera to keep himself safe from yobs in his neighbourhood. Nigel Brock, who lives at William White Place off Gas Hill, purchased the camera about 3 years ago following an incident which left him with a black eye. Mr. Brock has been trying to get the police and housing bosses, including St. Martin's Trust, which runs Bishop Bridge House near him, to crack down on the problem for more than a decade, but the issues continue to persist. He purchased the camera, which cost £240, to collect evidence of yobs trespassing, hanging around near his home, and causing intimidating behaviour, which he says he then shared with the police. Mr. Brock said, "For a while I used to wear it on my helmet. Sometimes I used to have it mounted on the end of my bicycle handlebar. It depended on what I was doing." The 70-year-old has also turned to Clive Lewis to urge authorities to do more to bring the disturbances to an end. Mr. Lewis said, "I completely empathise with Mr. Brock. It must be really hard living in these circumstances. We've contacted St. Martin's Trust and the police and are looking for a response over the situation."
Neighbours in a city suburb are calling on authorities to take action to combat out-of-control gangs of youths gathering in their estate. People living in Ambrose Close and Stileman Road say the yobs have been roaming the streets for weeks, plaguing the area in Beauthorpe with antisocial behaviour. The gangs turned violent on Wednesday afternoon when a vicious fight broke out at the Green on the corner of Stileman Road and Yaxley Road. It involved at least six young men who were carrying an array of weapons, including knives, a hammer and a baseball bat. The brawl only ended when police arrived. It resulted in two males, one teenager and one in his early 20s, being taken to hospital with serious injuries. Fed-up families living on the estate say the fight was the final straw and are calling on the authorities to crack down on gangs in the area. Beverly Rush, 63, who's lived on Ambrose Close for 27 years, said, "There are some neighbours who I avoid down here, and there are some who I've never spoken to. Sometimes there are rowdy people who've been drinking and walk down the road. It tends to be young people. They use the road as a cut-through. Police have confirmed extra patrols have been enforced to combat gangs since the incident."
Officials have revealed plans to toughen security after inspectors found nearly a quarter of inmates at HM Prison Norwich were on drugs. An action plan detailing improved CCTV and stronger physical security has emerged in an effort to prevent substances being smuggled into the facility. The HM Prison and Probation Service scheme is a response to an unannounced inspection carried out by HM Chief Inspector of Prisons earlier this year. It revealed 24% of prisoners who were given a random drug test were found positive for illicit substances. Some 43% of inmates said drugs were easy to obtain. Inspectors found weaknesses in security were to blame for the proliferation of the drugs. The new plans explain HM Prison Norwich has secured funding to improve closed-circuit television installation and maintenance, strengthening physical security and reducing the ingress of illicit items. And in their report, officials cited issues with security at the prison gates and a lack of surveillance, leaving the facility susceptible to the supply of drugs.
Hundreds of drivers have been caught by new speed cameras on the A47 in Norfolk, within weeks of the devices being switched on. Almost 350 motorists have been snapped speeding by the camera on the Acle Strait and near West Lynn in the space of less than 2 months. National Highways, which is responsible for the A47, installed the cameras last year, but they only became operational in middle of March. The cameras use automatic number plate reading to record speed between 2 points. Between Acle and Halvergate on the Acle Strait, near Great Yarmouth, and between Tilney All Saints and West Lynn in West Norfolk. The cameras were installed to enforce a reduced speed limit on those stretches of the road, which was cut from 60 miles per hour to 50 miles per hour for safety reasons.
Concern about antisocial behaviour in Norwich has prompted one of the city's MPs to organise a special surgery for people to raise their concerns. Alice MacDonald, the Norwich North MP, previously highlighted antisocial behaviour incidents which made people's lives a living hell when she secured a debate on the issue in Parliament last year. But the Labour MP says antisocial behaviour such as fly-tipping, noise disturbances, vandalism and nuisance behaviour remains a major frustration for many people in her constituency. She said she's been working on a number of antisocial behaviour issues, including so-called boy racers speeding down Britannia Road, but is inviting her constituents to raise their concerns directly at a dedicated community surgery. She said everyone in Norwich North deserves to feel safe and supported in their community.
Staff at the city's largest college are scrambling to reassure dozens of students they won't fail their course after losing their key assignments. A lecturer at City College Norwich only discovered that work from first-year pupils on a criminology diploma level 3 was missing while marking the assessments last month. It's believed 22 students have been affected. The tests, which were completed on computers, were taken in December, and the college said they went missing as a result of an internal system error.